your time is at hand. As warriors you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near. Shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song. Love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You are all that can be.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. How is everybody doing tonight? Well, this is going to be a very revealing evening. I have not been live on the show since mid-August due to the summer and plans. And I hope that you people will call in to talk about what I had spoken about in the past 2 weeks, because I certainly talked to you about the changes, and I talked to you about what's going on in the world and what to expect next year. The number to call in is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Okay, all you light workers that have been working so hard over all these years, we're here. Now what? Now what are you going to do? We are at a tipping point, and we are going to face all that we have done to this planet and all that has been done to the Earth and other people. But there is good news. There's wonderful news. The consciousness is coming up to a higher vibration. The consciousness is in a good energetic charge upward. The darkness is coming in and going downward. Actually, there doesn't have to be a struggle. You don't have to feel like it's sink or swim. You can stay right on top and look down and enjoy the show. It's very, very powerful energy that's coming. So many people in the last month have said to me, do you feel it? Do you feel it? what's coming? Something very dark is coming. I can feel it. Now I'm going to ask all of you that are listening to go outside and look up at the sky. I want you to tell me if you see the moon. Because up here, I'm in New Hampshire, the moon is gone. It's been gone for 4 days. That really bothered me because, you know, when there's a new moon, there's no moon at all. So I wasn't worried about it at first because we had the new moon on Monday the 6th in Virgo. But there's not even a crescent moon. And that doesn't mean, if the moon is gone, it certainly doesn't mean that the oceans are going to come to the shore and overflow. No, no, no. The earth will adjust as the earth has been adjusting. And very strange things have been happening on this planet. For example, down in Antarctica, they had they're working at the South Pole, and they're noticing that there's a migration group of penguins in their place of being where they live. And beyond that, there's ice caps and icebergs, but they're all acting differently. They're spinning in the wrong direction or in the opposite direction. And that has been going on for a while. And the scientists have wondered why. And the reason is something's going on at the polar shifts. Now, we've read Edgar Cayce. We've read Nostradamus. We do know that we're supposed to be having a polar shift. What would happen to the Earth if the moon disappeared? Our moon is on the move. It drifts an estimated 1.5 inches further away from the Earth. And in the process, the Earth's relation is actually slowing down. The rotation of the Earth is slowing down. I know that a scientist friend of mine last week in conversation told me that the North Pole was really in the middle of Siberia now. Now, I don't have any scientific proof about that. I just happen to think that that's very interesting. What happens when it slows down? What if one night the moon simply disappeared? Would we miss it? A full moon, on average, is 14,000 times brighter than the next brightest star in the sky. And do you know what star that is? It happens to be Venus. So without the moon, every night would be very dark, but boy, what a night it would be for starscope and stargazing. You would be able to see so many things. But here's some of the things that can happen if we don't have a moon. The moon activates the magnetic polar flip. The moon weans his magic field, which is called the matrix. And the matrix is what protects us from not being burned up by radiology, not having some very bad illnesses like cancer. It protects us from radiation. Solar radiation could fry the electronic grid, and then we'd have no electricity on the planet. Astronauts see flashes of light in their visions when they're out there in space. And that is a sign that we could be on the brink of a polar shift. The last polar shift we had was 780,000 years ago. And the Earth actually flipped, and it incurred massive extinction. And that was the end of the dinosaurs, as we know. One gigantic polar storm would bring devastation to the world. So we have to start to take the measures to prepare for this, because all the signs are here. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I do have a caller, I believe he's from Chicago, Joseph, are you there?
Yes.
How are you? And thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it wasn't for me. It was for my wife. She's trying to see what the future holds for her. She's had a stroke and not doing well. And it's been 7 years now. So I'm trying to adjust to living with that.
Well, what has she done metaphysically to help herself? Does she meditate? Does she play high vibrationary music, Joseph?
I play the vibrational music, but she doesn't do anything else, no.
How did the stroke affect her? I know I see her pretty stiffened up, but she's filled with fear. And I'm trying to address that, Joseph, as we can lighten it. I'll try to lighten that darkness for her. What did the stroke do?
Well, not paralyzed, but, she was for a while, but the strength on the left side has come back slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, within the last year, it's really started to get bad again. Now she can't walk very far, can't sit, can't stand for very long.
Does she have an energy healer? And is she in physical therapy?
Yes.
And she has does she have an energy healer? Come
no.
in and work with her? Have you heard of myofactual release?
Yes, I did have a person working on
not
her
Reiki.
For a while.
Not Reiki. Myofascial release. Reiki is fine for temporary healing. Sometimes it does more than that. It's bringing energy in to the body. It's very good. I'm not putting down Reiki, but Reiki would not be enough in this case.
Right. I'm a chiropractor, and I do deal in a lot of myofascial problems, and I have
good.
Worked on her. Probably don't do it enough, but
that's what will bring her back. And do you know my music? Have you listened to the show before, Joseph?
No, I just popped up on my my computer here just yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, hello. How are you?
Yes, great. I never heard of you before. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Let me tell you, Joseph, that there is some music that I can send you by email if you contact me offline. I do have a website. It's new-visions.com. But if you listen to the show and you help your wife do the meditation, I always have a meditation at the end of my show, and then it's followed by the music of Richard Schulman. Do you know Richard Schulman?
Schulman,
S-H-U-M-A-N. S-H-U-L-M-A-N. The website is richheartmusic.com. Two H's, richheartmusic.com.
Okay.
If you play his Ascension music from his Ascension album, your wife will start to loosen up. I worked with Louise Hay for 5 years. What I would like you to do is sit down on the bed and talk to her about her regrets and see if she can verbalize them and get
okay.
them out of the body, because that's the fear that's holding her back. It's a whole process, Joseph, and basically she does need an energy healer. And if you contact me offline, I'll put you in touch with a couple.
Okay?
Okay. All right. And my website is new-visions.com, and you can find it on this station at BBS Radio. And
okay,
thank you for calling. Let's find out. We do have to move on. I hope I've been of help.
You certainly have. Thanks and good luck.
Tom from Austin, are you there? My old stomping grounds. How are you doing?
Well,
what part of Austin are you in?
Northwest Austin, in the hills.
Northwest?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I was. I was up by Round Rock.
I'm a little bit closer to town than that, a little bit further west.
Okay. So what can I do for you tonight, Tom?
Well, you talked about the pole shift. And
yes.
And I didn't catch the exact time, but it seemed like it was distant a long, long time ago. But some of the people I follow talk about a Planet X that comes periodically through
There's
the solar
no
system.
There's no Planet X. There's no Planet X. That's a whole New Age mumbo-jumbo. I'm sorry. It is.
Okay.
What we have Tom, is that there's no moon. And if the moon really has disappeared, you can go to a couple of scientific sites. Go to Yahoo and type in, what would happen to the Earth if the moon disappeared? And you will get some very interesting information. You'll get scientific information and find out that most of this pole shift is coming. We're due for a pole shift. And, of course, it's going to throw off the Earth axis, and it's going to cause some major devastation with the Earth. It also can open up our ozone layer and bring in more radiation, which would not be good for this planet. And I'm telling you that climate change is because of what's happening in the heavens. We should not hate ourselves for climate change. We are not the cause of climate change. That doesn't mean that we're not the cause of any pollution. But climate change is different. And yes, of course we should clean up the planet. I just don't want you to hate yourselves anymore because you think you're responsible for climate change. It was 100,000 years ago that we had the last polar shift, and that's when the dinosaurs became extinct. Are you with me, Tom?
I'm with you on that, but 11,000 years ago, I believe, we had some kind of shift that froze the woolly mammoths in the North America.
We've had many, many little shifts. As a matter of fact, the North Pole is now in the middle of Siberia. But we have not had the one I'm talking about. The polar shifts and the Earth flips around. And if you go to the scientific websites, they'll tell you what happened and exactly what it did to the planet. But we are starting a chill. Things are going to start to freeze, not warm up. And I know that sounds ridiculous because we've had two of the hottest summers that we've ever had, but we are in the midst of it now. Things began to shift on September 6th. And we're going right into this transition. And it will be difficult. You need to figure out what you can do, your generator, how you're going to survive, how you're going to stay warm through the winter. What if we did lose the electrical grid? What would happen and what would you do? That's what we need to start planning on, because this next one is due and no one knows when it's going to happen, Tom. It could be 20 years from now. It could be next week. But if you look at the astrology for the rest of this year, going into next year, we have some very dangerous stuff. There are lots of signs of Earth changes just because of the astrology. I did do a video on it. It's on my website, new-visions.com. Maybe you'd want to watch it. It's right in the front.
Okay, so this one's going to be more dramatic than the one 11,000 years ago that froze the woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers? Okay.
Yep.
And do we know where the new poles are going to be?
You know what? We used to have six poles, Tom. Of course we don't know that. We can't possibly know that.
Okay.
Only God knows that. But you're going to find that we can get through it because of frequency. If you can raise your frequency, you will find that you're connected to an invisible, I don't want to say shield, an invisible ray of light that will help you and inform you on what to do. So keep up your meditations and tune in all the time. Go outside and see if you can find the moon. If you do, send me an email because it isn't up here. Anyway, thank you for calling. Let's find out, Tom.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Bye.
I have Simone from Philadelphia. Hello, Simone. How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, I think. I'm shocked that there's no moon. I'm just so shocked that there's no moon. Actually, I started to laugh. I started to laugh so hard because I said, oh, my God, it's coming true. It's happening. I've been talking about ascension. I've written 10 books on it. I've been talking about it since mid-2000s, and I was the nervy broad that called the 20s the terrible 20s. And people got mad at me. You can't use the word terrible. So I got woked. So I had to change it to the transformational 20s. But we're in the terrible 20s, whether they like it or not, Simone. What can I do for you tonight?
I have two quick questions.
Sure.
So one, I wanted to know, is there anything on the horizon with respect to me getting a new job? Career change, what have you.
Yeah, you're April 4th, right?
April 4th, 1969.
Okay, now, have you gone within and pictured your new job?
Somewhat. So I've kind of
looked
at it.
Sit down. Do your meditations. Work the chakras. If you don't know how to do that, you can download the chakras in your body from my website. Get quiet. And then visualize your new job, visualize your salary, visualize what you're going to be doing, and thank Spirit. Thank you, Spirit, for bringing me this wonderful new job. Because I see it coming to you by the end of the year, I want to say first week in December.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Good
All
luck.
Right.
Keep me posted, would you please?
I sure will. I have one more question.
Okay.
My last quick question is this. I had a friend I was very close to. We had a few words, like a disagreement, and then we kind of haven't been speaking. And I guess I feel like, is this person, were they loyal? Do they still care? Is there anything there?
None of that matters. That's all ego. None of that matters. We just went through a very strong full moon at the end of August in Aquarius. And what that energy has done, it's broken. It's broken. Broken your lies, broken your illusions, taken away the people that were false to you, and showing you the truth. You bless it, you forgive her, and be thankful for what you did share. It's like...
So you think it's over? The friendship is over?
I think it is in her. You can't have
a friendship unless
you have two people, Simone. The only thing you can do is listen to me. You can miss her, and you can send her light that your door is always open, and then the rest is up to her.
Okay.
And I'm
so
sorry
this
happened to you. It happened to me, too. And it's happening to
a lot. But you said in her eyes the friendship is over, right?
That's what I feel, yes. Otherwise, you would be hearing from her. And I think that she's felt that way for a long time.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
I just got a wonderful message from Diana in Arizona. She's saying there's a moon out there. Well, good. I'm glad there's a moon out there. It just needs to be one up here. I'm in New Hampshire. But I will go look again. We've got very cloudy, rainy skies tonight. There may be a moon out there, Diana, and I'm going to speak to you in a few minutes, but something happened. There was some kind of a magnetic shift out in space. I'm sure we'll find out what it is over the coming weeks and months. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We had some kind of a difficulty. It was probably an Elizabeth Joyce difficulty. And you can hear the stargazing on YouTube, or you can read it on my website, which is new-visions.com. And I'm sorry for that error. That really rarely happens. We now have Christine calling from Connecticut. Are you there, Christine?
I am here. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm very well. How are you doing?
Well, you know, happily I was able to see the new moon.
Good.
Friday night and Saturday night.
You don't ever see a new moon. You don't see a new moon. When the new moon was Monday night, but it, you saw well, it starting you know, to it, emerge.
Yeah, it was kind of like expanding, and at this Good. Time today, I don't see anything because it's a little overcast. It's cloudy. But there was a moon in Connecticut. There's been a moon in Connecticut. And I hope it doesn't disappear because it's, I'm a moon sign. It means no. that I'm going to disappear
too. Do you have a question tonight, Christine?
I do. And it's related to very vivid dreams that I've mm-hmm. been experiencing. And I would say last night, this morning, I was surrounded by kids. It was kind of like in a playground. Then there were two of my older friends in the background. One of them I'm very distant with at this point in my mm-hmm. life and her life. And then I had the police coming into the house, and we went upstairs. Them and I to discuss something, and I said that I didn't want the people downstairs to learn what we were discussing. And then I woke up. There was also cake. I was giving kids cake.
Well, that's always cake. Love from Christine. Let me talk.
Yeah.
Are you a teacher? Do you work in schools?
I work in education, but I'm not teaching these days.
You're going to have a job change, and you're going to be asked to go to a different area of the country. And I do feel that you're in a career change, and that that's been coming along for some time, and that you've been fighting it. So that's what I see. When you give children cake, that's always love. Happiness and love and joy. So whatever is coming, don't fight it. Allow it to happen and follow the energy because it will bring you happiness. And that's what I feel the dream is.
Okay. What about these two friends that were in the background?
They're just
watching
supporting you.
What I was doing.
They're supporting you.
Hmm.
And the one that's far away may be calling you for her area. Okay? Thank you for calling.
Okay, and
let's
what
find
about
out.
The police? What
Thank
about the police
calling.
Going
let's
upstairs with me?
Christine, we're done. I have to go on. I have so many more calls coming in. One question. Thank you for calling. Diana from Arizona is here. Hi, Diana. Thank you for your note.
Oh, you're welcome. In fact, I just went out to see it, and it's almost a half moon. Getting
oh, good.
Bigger.
I'm getting a little bit
beautiful.
Scary. Yeah, it is beautiful. But I do think that we had some kind of a change. And I think that we're going to be feeling it because there's been a real heaviness in the atmosphere for the past 2 weeks. And I can feel it coming. A lot of other people are talking about it, too. Of course, it could be just plain what's happening, you know, Afghanistan and the border and all that kind of thing. I think there's been some kind of a shift in the heavens. I know that we don't have to have fear. I know that we've had a lot of artificial mm-hmm. fears thrown at us and fake news and negative forces. But that doesn't mm-hmm. have to change how we see our world, our challenges, and to remember that we can overcome anything because we are children of God. And that's important to always remember. Do you have something on your mind, Diana, that you'd like to ask me tonight?
Well, you're talking about higher vibrations. And do you feel like I'm in a higher vibration and can I keep it going for the next till the end of the year, at least?
Are you doing your meditations? Can you keep it going? Not till the end of the year, Diana. You keep it going forever. It's not on-again, off-again thing. As long as you're doing your meditations, you're fine. I feel that you're pretty clear right now, although I feel you came out from a lot of heaviness maybe over the mm-hmm. over the last 2 years, but I think you're free of it now. And, you're doing good.
Okay,
so
that's great.
Keep up the meditations and keep up the good work. And thank you for calling. Let's find out.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I have Julie from North Carolina. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Miss Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I have a question for you. I have been on this earth many, many years, and I have yet to figure out where I fit in at, what my purpose is, why in the world was I sent in this world to do? I don't know.
Well, you have not done that. You think you've done that. That's an illusion. You have done what you've been called to do. That doesn't mean there isn't more for you, Julie. But in the course of living your life, the decisions you make, the love you give, the support and the compassion is what's required of you. And you have done that, and you have done it well. If you feel unfulfilled, usually when people begin to feel that way, it's because they're about to go in a different direction. They're about to take on a new environment or a new learning process. And that could be what's happening with you. Don't get discouraged. What would you like to be doing, Julie?
As I've said before, I just don't know where I fit. I can't figure out my purpose. I've tried many things, and I just haven't been quite satisfied.
Are you doing your meditations?
No, ma'am.
Well, ma'am, you have to start doing them, because that's the only way that you're going to feel fulfilled. Let me tell you something, Julie. We're in very new, powerful energy. We really are. We are capable of changing anything. And there's a lot of heaviness going on in the world. You know that. When you meditate, it's like taking your car to the gas station. And that's what we need to remember. You need to fill it up. And that energy goes through your body, just like gasoline, and it turns you on. And I believe that we fulfill our destiny through the course of living our life. And sometimes we come to the end of one cycle and we begin another. For example, you've been through school. That's done with. Have you been married?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And there's been children?
No, I'm divorced.
Did you have two children?
No, I didn't.
You didn't. I feel two around you. It might be your nieces and nephews. But anyway, well, you go through these stages and... then you start to find yourself. Ask to open, Julie. Ask to open to the power of love. And don't let your fears get in the way. Because it's like, well, why should I do that? I don't want to take the time. It's never served me before. All of that is very negative. What you want to do is let go of the pain. The most powerful thing that you can do is change your thinking process. Change your thoughts and change to the solutions of how you solve problems. How can you make a difference on this planet? I want you to sit down for the next week and ask that question and do a little meditation and see if you can get very quiet. How can I help to make positive changes on this planet? And see what happens. You should feel something in your body, or you could be meeting new people that will bring you the answer. There's many ways that this does get answered.
How will I know if I'm heading in the wrong direction?
I don't see how you would be heading in the wrong direction if you ask that question and you meditate. I don't think there is any wrong direction. You're not going to go rob a bank.
No,
you might you might join a club and find that you don't like the politics, then you can walk away. But you always learn something. Every human being that you meet teaches you a lesson. Every human being that you meet brings you something that you need to learn. I'm going to tell you a little secret, Julie. You can't have a person come into your life without having had called them there. For good or for ill, whatever experience that you're having brings you teaching. And when you know that, your whole world shifts. Your whole world changes. Louise Hay always taught us, how can I bring this to myself? How did I bring this to myself? And how can I love it? So I want you to sit and ask the question, how can I make a difference in this planet?
Yeah, by the way, when you asked me if I had two children, I have to tell you I've got two fur babies. Maybe that's what you're
thinking. Oh, there you go.
They're my children.
I got one. I got one, and she runs the whole house, let me tell you.
I've got a little boy and a little girl, and I love them very much. They're my children. They're the only children I have.
Well, that's good. That's good. And you have to take care of them, too. I do see some happiness coming.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I see some happiness coming for you, and I see a nice shift, I'm going to say, by January. So I don't know what's coming between now and the end of the year for you, but there's something that you've wanted to accomplish that's going to start to happen for you.
So January of 2022, that year looks good for me, huh?
I think there'll be a shift by then, is what I said. Frankly, I don't think 2022 is going to be good for anybody. It's going to be a very, very tough year. It will be tougher than the last 2 years put together.
Oh,
that's
geez.
How much change is coming. People are not thinking. People are not listening. And they're not really wanting to change or do anything to help what's going on. And I'm going to pray that that shifts, because a lot of us are in this higher energy. We're here to serve, and yet we have all this chaos going on. And I don't want you in any chaos, Julie. You don't need chaos. You've had enough.
Me either. Well, what's a person to do, you know?
You go into your meditations, you keep yourself where you are, and you ask for divine direction, and you'll get it. You may not like that answer, but it's the truth. And you'll be very surprised at A, how protected you are, and B, how much love and relaxation and fulfillment you will find in your life. So good luck to you, and thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Miss Joyce.
Elizabeth Joyce here with Let's Find Out, and I have one more call, and then we'll have to go to break. This is Sharon.
It's Sharon, how are you?
Sharon, I know this lady. How are you?
I'm doing well. I love listening to you, Elizabeth.
Messages? Do you have a message for me, Sharon? I could use one.
Yeah, that you need to keep getting your voice out there and keep drilling this message about that everything's not going to change overnight and be better so that people can be more prepared. But I was calling in to ask Elizabeth that my birthday is just on September 25th. So it's just around the corner. And I know you've been saying that 2022 is really going to be tougher, but I want to know, what theme do you see for me for this following year?
I see you journeying between Tennessee and Texas. And I see you more in Texas doing work. I see your work exploding, and you're going to go beyond the narrowness of your work into something wider, and it could be energetic healing. Because energetic healing, you know, doesn't do cards or astrology or names. It does what it does. And I think you're going to go through, I'll use the word epiphany, but I think it's very different from that. There's some kind of light expansion that's going to be happening to you before New Year's. Because New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, we're going to have some pretty hard transitioning energy. And you're going to be ready for it. So that's interesting. The reason they're telling me now for you not to worry, yes, you're supposed to be in Tennessee. Yes, you're supposed to live there. But it's the weather. The weather is going to be very harsh this winter. So you may choose to go to Texas and stay there until it passes. That would be a good choice for January and February.
Oh, that's really interesting. Go ahead.
I hope that helps.
You know what? It helps a lot, and it validates, because I was just having a phone call with a friend the other day saying, you know, your mom and I may be coming down to stay with you for January and February this year.
No, I don't know whether there'll be much traveling. But we can meet in Texas, because I think I'm going to be in Texas. So
that would be lovely.
We'll have fun. We'll do a class together. How do you like that?
Oh, I would love that.
Okay, you people listening from Texas, you got between Austin and Dallas, you got two great people, me and Sharon, and we'll teach classes.
Sounds great.
Thanks for calling in. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it is way past time for our half-hour messages. So let's listen to that, and I will be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Okay, but we can.
And we'd like to make.
I'm sorry, Mike. There's
a contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
Extraordinary.
fairy craft. And please come in peace, we beseech you.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was my favorite singer, Karen Carpenter. She had the most beautiful voice. It was right clear on pitch, and I loved her music. I thought it was appropriate to pay Calling Occupants. This song was recorded and written in the 70s, and here we are in 2021, and we're expecting to say hello to our occupants of interplanetary craft this next year. It's going to be interesting, isn't it? So this is what I would like you to do so that you can get your inspired guidance and brilliance every day and get through whatever we're going to go through. Just sit and watch the movie out there, and you can laugh at it, and we can go through whatever we're going through together, because all the people on this higher level of vibration are certainly joined together. Every day, allow a few minutes to step outside. Step outside and feel the air and the atmosphere, but also step outside yourself. Step outside of time. Step outside of your body to realign your energies. swim deep into the void for those everlasting moments, and then sit inside yourself and realign with your heart and your soul's desires. You know, every day or every other day, I have a talk with myself, and then we both just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. See the multiverse fill all your failed and forgotten dreams. And bring up some of those desires that you had when you were younger and fill them. Because you can birth anew the dreams and all of your desires into full technicolor. And when you do that and you see that in front of you and you feel yourself stepping into it, that's called manifestation. And manifestation is going to get easier and easier. So reach into your heart, gently extract the happiness of life, and pour it all over you like perfume. And then sit down. I want everybody to hold their right hand out. This is an exercise that you can do on the 21st as we go through the solstice, the fall equinox. Hold your right hand out. And feel a seed of gold being dropped into the palm. Hold your hand out. Feel a seed of gold being dropped into your palm. Fold your hand over that seed and know that it is precious. It is your future. And what you're going to put into that seed of light is your thoughts, aspirations, and desires for 2022 and beyond. And then I want you to plant it. I want you to take your hand and bring it over to your heart. See that heart opening and drop that seed into the heart. And cover it with the coverings of the heart so that it's safe. And know that it will grow. And it will grow and it's going to bring you your reflection. It's going to bring you inspired guidance. And you will begin to see the truth. You have electrified your seed of divinity. You have electrified your blessed higher self. And when you do that, you manifest. Now, I have a friend in Texas who loves the mirror. He's fascinated with the mirror. But we have a white mirror. And the white mirror represents the Hall of Mirrors. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Hall of Mirrors. But the Hall of Mirrors is where you can see your face reflection and see the truth about yourself. When I was little, my grandmother used to ask me to surround my body in a circle of mirrors and look in each one, almost like you're in the funhouse. Remember that? And you'll see a past life in each mirror. And you'll see who you've been and where you came from. And you could even start getting inspired on your path that you had taken in that lifetime, what your talents were, what you were trained for. And then when you can have that lifted and you can go back to your seed and you can have another seed and you can say, I am going to distance from difficulties. I am going to face unfinished business. And I'm going to charge issues that will keep me in the full expression of my divinity. I'm going to charge up all issues, possibilities, and infinite realities that will bring me to the full extension of my divinity. And we had a lady called in tonight, and she wanted to know what her future is. I think it was Julie. So, Julie, just hold out your hand. And you know what else you need to look at as you see yourself? Look at your emotional reactions. And look at whether you feel like you're feeling lower or higher. And if you're feeling lower, just say, come on up. You can do it. Come on up. The meditation tonight is very good because it's about eliminating fear. Come prepared for the fact that the mirror sword will give you truth and purification as you slice through regrets, sadness, and losses, and turn everything into light and future possibilities. You can do it. I know you can. You've got this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of the show. And next week, I am very excited because we're going to have Mark Dodich, this famed astrologer, talk to us about the upcoming fall equinox and the end of the year, how we're going to have these full months right into January. So I do hope you'll send me an email if you have a question. Please go to my YouTube channel and ask for the stargazing and watch it. And then you can click like, because that always helps. It helps you stay on YouTube. I want to thank you for everything. I'm looking forward to time with you next week with Mark Dodich. Thank you for listening. We're starting the show, the meditation off with, again, Bette Midler and From a Distance.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. It's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. And there are no guns, no bombs, and no
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation. Give yourself love, then pass it on. You've got this. Sit in a comfortable position. You can sit in a chair or you can lay down with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And then another. And one more deep breath. Release the breath. Allow yourself to focus on your shadow side. You know, the place holding the darkness, fright, and fear. The place resisting change and flexibility. Whatever you are going through right now, please remember that you do have the tenacity to get through it. Whatever spirit and your blessed higher self has dropped into your lap, you can work through it. And why have you been asked to go through this experience, whatever it is? You've been asked to move through and out of your old ways of thinking and being. You've been asked to grow. To move you out of suffering and struggling. To move you out of lack or feelings of lack. To move you out of conditioned love. To move you out of jealousy and fear. Spirit doesn't want you in that, and you don't want you in that. It all looks like emotional pain, and sometimes it just plain looks like uncomfortableness. Sometimes it looks like some things that we don't want to go through, and so we judge it. We say, no, 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 no. This is not what it's supposed to be. This is not how life is supposed to go. I do not want to go through this. But you're not remembering that your higher self and your guides have dropped this into your lap, into your reality, in order to catapult you into the new. And that's just what this is, the new. What is the new? The new is more love, unconditional love. The new you is more freedom, more peace, more abundance, more joy. That's what your higher self and you are bringing into being right now. That's what's called the human collective. The mass consciousness is bringing this into being right now. Ascension. Knowing the fifth dimension and unconditional love. We're moving out of old versions of ourself and into new versions of ourself. It's not always been fun. And it's definitely not always been easy. But we've got this. I promise you. Just flip your consciousness. Somewhere out there, someone really needs to hear this meditation tonight, as well as to participate in this meditation. You are not a victim. Choose. Take a deep breath. Feel your entire body relax. Take another deep breath. Now choose. Choose how you want to be. Choose. Choose to remember that nothing happens by accident. Choose to remember that all of this is not a mistake. Choose to see the experience as a lesson. Choose to allow your blessed higher self to take your hand and lead. Take a deep breath. Amen.
choose. Choose how you want to be. Choose. Choose to remember that nothing happens by accident. Choose to remember that this is not a mistake. Your higher self does have your hand right now. Choose to hear your inner voice. It's saying to you, please listen to me. Please trust that sometimes the universe has your feelings uncomfortable. Sometimes feeling uncomfortable with your emotions is how the universe moves you into the next level. The next level of unveiling your true self. It's how we move you into greater abundance, greater creativity, greater freedom, greater peace, greater joy. Together, we've got this. Your blessed higher self, you, as well as your inner child. Breathe deeply and know that you've got this. Spirit promises you, I promise you, and you promise you. You've got it. Feel the light surround you. Feel the light lightly kissing and warming your head. Throughout every upcoming day, stop and give yourself a hug. Do that now in your mind. Give yourself a hug. And in doing so, turn yourself on. If you are depressed and laying in bed, give yourself a hug for being human. If you are getting into disagreements or fights with other people, give yourself a hug for being human. If you are sad or scared or just don't know what to do, give yourself a hug for being human. It's certainly not easy right now. In this new decade, it is really not easy. And we deserve to honor ourselves for being human. Give yourself more love. Give yourself more empathy. And then turn around and give this hug to others. Give them a light hug to help them move along without fear. All of us are moving through crazy times. If you're not comfortable hugging a person physically, then visualize them in front of you and hug them with your mind. They'll feel it. They'll get it. Yes, we are going through very crazy times. You are not alone, but you've got this. And always, please remember that what you've got is the tenacity, the power, the strength to get through this. And it's partly because of what you're going through right now, right this minute today. Take a deep breath. Give yourself a long, loving hug. And remember, you are loved by the divine. You are never alone. You are supported. You are protected. And you are watched over. Be aware and be alert. You are always loved. And may we send peace out to all the other worlds and all the other beings. Take a deep breath. Relax. and listen for the music upcoming by our beloved Richard Schulman.
Thank you.